We are in Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, and we are doing verses 36 through 60 today, and they all center on the second coming. And I love that it starts in 36 and says, "When the light shall begin to break forth, it shall be with them like unto a parable which I will show you." And the interesting thing is, light is a parable in and of itself. Light is the gospel. The restoration of truth, of covenants. It's also the Son of God, truth, the knowledge of Him. And so then we go into these parables that He's going to talk about, and there's several in here. One is the fig tree, and He talks about in 37 that when they begin to shoot forth and their leaves are tender, you know that summer is coming. And since we're in the spring, we know what that looks like. And the hour is nigh in verse 38. And I love that. And I've read in a lot of my studies of the second coming, they've talked about it's like a woman in travail in her ninth month. She doesn't know exactly the time, but she knows it's time for that baby to come, and she is ready. And that's what it's talking about. Okay, in verse 39, "And it shall come to pass that he that feareth me shall be looking forth for the great day of the Lord to come." And I love that word fear. We see it a lot, and it used to really bother me because I thought, oh, why does it say that? It means reverence. He that respects me, he that honors me, is looking for the great day. And isn't it cool that it says that, looking for the great day of the Lord to come? It doesn't say for the scary day. It doesn't say for all this horrible, awful stuff that's coming. They're excited. The great day, the Lord is coming. And I truly believe that it will be a great day. It is a great day. We live in it. One of the things is I teach this in seminary, that I will always ask the kids. They're terrified. They are always terrified. And I will say, we're in it, you guys. This is the second coming. We're living it right now. It's not going to get much worse than what we're enduring, at least as far as I know. So, especially with COVID, we're in it. And now we're just praying for the Savior to come, that we get, He will make us equal to this. Men's hearts will fail them. Just means they stop caring about other people. They give up the despondency, the despair. So peace is such a gift that the Lord gives, and a knowledge that He loves us, and we were sent, we chose to come at this time for this great opportunity, the ushering in of the Savior for the millennium. We want to be here. And so pray for that remembrance of what we wanted and look for it. I love in 40, "And they shall see signs and wonders." And so I have written right there, what have you seen that leads you to believe it's time? And 41, "And they shall behold blood and fire and all these things, vapors of smoke, and the day of the Lord, the sun shall be dark, the moon shall be turned, and the stars fall from heaven." And the reason I have that is turn to DNC, or don't turn, just listen, DNC 133, 49. This is just, and I've said this so many times to you guys, but my favorite. "So great shall be the glory of His presence that the sun shall hide His face in shame. The sun has a spirit, and He will refuse to shine. And the moon shall withhold its light, and the stars shall be hurled from their places." That is a choice. And they choose to honor their great Creator and refuse to give their light any longer, because He is the light. And I love that. Okay, 43, "And a remnant shall be gathered to this place. And the way they are gathered, look for Him, is we bring them to Him." The gospel is the good news. And the good news is His coming, His truth, His covenants, that we can live with Him forever. It's awesome that we are part of that. 44, "And they shall look for me, and I will come." That's the good news. "And they shall see me in the clouds of heaven, clothed with power and great glory, with all the holy angels." And I talked about this yesterday. And I love that the heavens, there's no way we can miss it. All the holy angels, The billions, they will be up there singing. It's finally here. They've been waiting, like we've been waiting for this awesome event. We will be reunited. We will dwell with them. It will be wonderful. And the righteous inherit the earth and get to live here with them. And then it says in 45, before the arm of the Lord shall fall, an angel shall sound his trump. And I love that picture, that conference talk. I think it was President Nelson showed it of the angel Moroni on top of the Salt Lake Temple and his trump fell. And the saints that have slept shall come forth to meet them in the clouds. And they'll be up there with all the holy angels. The graves will be opened. So it is all of them. And Joseph and Hiram and Alvin and his mom and dad and all of these early saints and Emma, they will be there. And won't this be something that we're so excited for? This is like awesome. We can't wait for this. This is a good thing. 46. Wherefore, if ye have slept in peace, blessed are you. For as you now behold me and know that I am, even so shall ye come to me, and your souls shall live, and your redemption shall be perfected, and the saints shall come forth from the four quarters of the earth. And I love that it says, if you have slept in peace, what that means is we have his spirit. We are calm. We know. I love that so much. Cast your mind back. Did I not speak peace to you? That is the message and the calm and the gift. That's his spirit and how he talks. And blessed are we if we have it. So if we're not feeling peace, pray for it. Read your scriptures, say your prayers. He so wants to give us. That is the greatest gift he gives, is peace. And Satan cannot counterfeit that. Okay, I love that it talks about the arm of the Lord, and that signifies his power shall fall on the nations, and the Lord shall, love this, set his foot on the mountain, it'll cleave in twain. So all of that is just showing his power. The earthquakes, the tsunamis, the tornadoes, the fires, all of it is COVID. It's all him. It's all his power. And I loved this, so hit me this morning. And the Lord shall utter his voice. Isn't that so interesting that it doesn't say loud, you know, like the trump, which we usually hear? But I thought this word utter was so interesting, because when we utter, it's almost like you have to strain to hear. It's not loud. And I love this. Utter his voice, and the ends of the earth shall hear it. How is that possible? He's not yelling. It's because there being no mistaking through the earthquakes, tornadoes, fires, through COVID. He's going to come. This is all to usher in. He is going to come. And the earth shall mourn, and they that have laughed shall see their folly. Those who did not believe, and the earth shall mourn, because they know that there are those who do not accept him, their God, and they are changing. The earth, this thing he's created, is going to change and be celestialized. Okay. And the Jews shall look upon me and say, what are these wounds? And I love these scriptures, in thine hands and in thy feet. And the reason I love this is not because I think, good, finally, you guys recognize. I think, good, this man, this Savior, this God that they have been looking for, and yes, did not acknowledge, they will recognize him. And then shall they know I am the Lord, for I will say these wounds are the wounds. I was wounded in the house of my friends. And I love that word, friends. He loves them. He will forgive them. He has forgiven them. I am he. I am Jesus that was crucified. I am the Son of God. I will forgive you. I am the way. Hear the ordinances and covenants and accept me. And they will. And 53, and they shall weep because of their iniquities, and they shall lament because they persecuted their king. So did we all. So did we all. None of us is perfect. And I love that they will know what we know. And I know in an instant they will accept it. And then shall the heathen nations, and heathen means don't acknowledge the God of the Bible, and that's the Jews, be redeemed. And redeemed is converted. And I love this. And then shall the heathen nations be redeemed, and they that knew no law, they didn't know the covenants that we have, shall have part in the first resurrection. They will be with us. Those are the followers of Christ that acknowledge him, that are in the first resurrection. They will be there, and it will be glorious, and we will celebrate and be so happy that all who look for God to prevail in their life will be there with us, and it will be a great celebration, and we will be so happy, and it shall be tolerable for them. And I looked up tolerable, and it means able to endure, adequate, mediocre. There will be hard things, but we will be able to endure, and Satan will be bound. And then here's the next parable. 56, and at that day when I shall come in my glory, shall the parable be fulfilled, which I spake concerning the 10 virgins. And I love this, for they that are wise and have received the truth and have taken the Holy Spirit for their guide and have not been deceived, they shall not be hewn down, but shall abide the day. And that's what tolerable is. We will abide the day. And I love in the student manual, it says this, Spencer W. Kimball said this, I believe the 10 virgins represent the people of the church, not the rank and the file of the world. All the virgins, wise and foolish, accepted the invitation to the wedding. So they are covenant people of the church. They had a knowledge of the program. They had been warned of the important day to come. They were not the Gentiles, the heathens, the pagans, the Jews, nor were they corrupt and reprobate. They were the knowing people who were foolishly unprepared for the vital happenings that were to affect their eternal lives. They had heard of his coming for so long, so many times, that the statement seemingly became meaningless to them. Would he ever come? At midnight, precisely the darkest hour, when least expected, the bridegroom came. And it talked about, in the daytime, wise and unwise were alike. It seemed alike. But midnight was the test of judgment. And that's when it became clear who had the light, who had the oil. The responsibility was each for himself. How can one share faith or testimony? How can one share attitudes, chastity, or the experience of a mission? How can one share temple privileges? Each must obtain that for themselves. The foolish virgins were not averse to buying oil. They knew they needed to have oil. They merely procrastinated, not knowing when the bridegroom would come. And it reminds me of that dream my sister had and she woke up realizing that it was a current temple recommend, and what would happen if the Savior were to come and be at the temple right now. How many of us have a current temple recommend, or have we let it lapse or not worried about it because we can't enter the temples right now? So I just love that. And I love how it describes the wise. They that are wise received the truth, took the Holy Spirit for their guide, were not deceived. And I love that. And then it says, the earth shall be given to them in verse 58 for an inheritance. That's what we're working towards. The reward comes then, not now. And they will multiply and wax strong, and their children shall grow up without sin unto salvation. That is the gift. That is the reward. That's why the effort and all that we do is worth it here. Verse 59, for the Lord shall be in their midst, and his glory shall be upon them, and he will be their king and their lawgiver. That is awesome. And in 60, it says, I say unto you, I will not give more than this to know any further. I love that, until the New Testament is translated. So that's it. That's all he's going to tell us. And that is enough. He is coming. And it's enough for us to know that we can abide the day, to pray for that peace, to pray for his Spirit, to do the things that bring his Holy Spirit into our lives. so that we stand in holy places and are not moved and know steadfastly he is coming, and wait. And we know it's a great day, something to be anticipated and look forward to. Love this. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.